Rear Window, that trombone shot though.
It's Flexin' That with Steve Newell on 95BFM.
Don't be scared.
Maybe a little bit. Hey.
Careful, there's someone having a massive hoon on a piano. Just really index fingering that piano. Eh?
Nobody sits down and plays this rather than chopsticks. Eh? Nobody plays this, but they could.
almost everybody could. Yeah.
The lightning touch of John Carpenter.
If you're unaware, this is the score to Halloween, John Carpenter's seminal slasher film from way back in 1978.
It is a seminal horror film, correct? It's in like the top five of all time, would you say?
It's damn close. Yes. It depends who's counting, but most likely. Probably Michael Myers would be one of the scarier embodiments of the serial killer, the slasher killer in horror.
Disgruntled hockey player, come good.
Well,
is that the?
Well, what? I don't know too much about Michael Myers really, other than this William Shatner mask that he wears.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Somebody showed me that on the internet, and I was like, gee whiz, it is one.
So they're two guys at the Michael Myers mask. The one was a clown mask, and the other was
like Tim Curry.
Like maybe like a bit like Pennywise-ish,
yeah,
or something.
Tim Curry.
And the other was we don't know what it could be. Maybe more like the recent It than the old It. Maybe Killer Clowns from Outer Space clown.
A Insane Clown Posse kind of thing.
But yeah, this kind of like skinned Shatner is much creepier, I reckon.
It is a little bit gross. Good on them though. How many versions of this movie have there ever been? About 100 million.
I think there were 9. Police Academy? I think there's 9 sequels to Halloween. But come 2018, they've like biffed all the sequels out the window, and the brand new film, also called Halloween, which follows the original film called Halloween and a Rob Zombie remake, also called Halloween. 2018's version is directed by David Gordon Green, and he co-wrote the screenplay with Danny McBride. It chucks the other sequels out the window and is set 40 years on from the events of the first Halloween, where it's 2018. Don't get too freaked out, guys, but Michael Myers killed 5 people.
What?
He killed 5 people.
This is how the movie starts.
It's how the original Halloween went.
Okay.
And this
That's
picks
not
up.
Even really. It's not really. Like in American standards, that's
no, it doesn't sound like much, but you know, I guess
it's more of the style.
Okay,
that's cool. It's the scary style. It's the way he kills.
Here's the new updated version.
Here's the new updated version. That's still having a blat.
It
on
might
the,
be a Casio a
blat
piano,
the,
though.
Yeah. Still pretty. Not a lot of fingers there, I don't think, though.
They're panning a little bit, I think. Great in stereo, listener.
Now, plot-wise, so he's been locked up for 40 years?
Yeah. And
everyone's going to be a little bit pissed off.
And then you'll never guess what happens. He gets out, otherwise there wouldn't be much of a movie. And
everyone else just goes in.
And kills some more people.
What with? What's his weapon? What's the Halloween guy's weapon of choice? Is it like an axe or something?
It's quite knifey, Michael Myers.
Is it
like
a machete?
Quite likes a knife. No, nothing silly. Like maybe just something like just have a look around your kitchen. I think when you get home and just sort of try and
it's like
just maybe think about the most violent household implement you have.
Okay,
that's
a rolling pin.
But does he have that on his persons, or does he just hopefully the death that happens in a kitchen?
No, he goes for a rummage in a few places and
does
just
he?
Like borrows a few things.
That's kind of cool.
He's never actually pictured giving those things back to the houses he borrowed them from.
Does he ever choke?
But
anyone
he does spend a lot of time off screen, mysteriously getting from point A to point B to sneak up on people. So maybe he does actually just put everything back and tidy it when he
never seen running. Is it one of those like evil characters that just slowly just plods along behind you and you could easily just gap it?
Yeah. Yeah, he just looms.
Yeah,
he doesn't
you just
really,
need to change towns.
Really
you're pretty
more
good
than,
at
yeah. more than loom. So John Carpenter didn't come back to direct, but sort of got Jamie Lee Curtis returns. Yeah. They kind of got the game back together. So John Carpenter lent his advice to the project. Obviously, like that's his new version of the score burbling away in the background there. But I think the main thing that's good about this is just having when you've got the guy hanging around and putting input into the project of the film that you love that you're making a sequel to 40 years later probably makes you lift your game a little bit. Mm. You know, there's not any sort of drastic, 21st century reinvention of Michael Myers going on here. It really just is this guy kills people. We don't really understand why. That's quite scary. Unlike Rob Zombie, who tried to give a really elaborate kind of backstory.
Bless, that was though. Bless Rob Zombie.
Maybe more about his own sort of Freudian things than being a storyteller, shall we say. Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
Sweet.
And just harking back to last week, how did the Lady Gaga film shape up?
I bloody enjoyed it.
Okay.
Blockbuster?
Yep. It's going to make a ton of money. Okay. You know, send your olds along to it, etc.
Okay. Apparently, someone was telling me today, who was having a bit of a. They were stoked about it as well. You're not alone.
Thank you, that person.
Apparently, they did they played like a. They got on stage and did like a thing at Glastonbury. So when you see them at like a festival or whatever, they're actually like playing at a festival. Like apparently all the music, there's like live takes as well.
Yeah, so most of the vocals are live on set. Mm.
What's it called again?
A Star Is Born.
A Star Is Born.
Yeah, and we talked a little bit about Crazy Heart last week.
Yeah, I like that one.
And
that one too.
There's some similarities there because it just feels...
I thought it would, yeah.
The music world side of it feels lived in and real. There's obviously some cliches and stereotypes there, but also, I mean, within a very short space of time in the film, like maybe like within the first minute or two of the film, you're on stage with Bradley Cooper in front of, I think, a Coachella audience.
Yeah, that's what
and,
I mean.
Yeah, there you go. And it just works, man. Right on. It just really works. I mean, obviously, I don't think... myself, nor yourself, nor a huge proportion of the listeners will necessarily be running out to buy the soundtrack to this film, but you can...
Apparently he can hold it down, he holds a tune though.
Yeah, he holds a tune.
Lady Gaga was like, yeah.
And likewise, her acting is fucking awesome.
Do you reckon this is Oscar up or what?
Yeah, well, it's a candidate for probably quite a few Academy Awards, so it could do. It'll be in the running for Best Picture. It'll be in the running for Best Director for Bradley Cooper, off his first effort. It'll be in the running for Screenplay, maybe Adapted Screenplay because it's a remake. It'll be in the running for Actor,
but
Actress.
Not musical. Musical? Is it a musical?
It'll probably get a Best Song nom.
A musical is when it's like technical description of a musical is when like a normal day situation just everyone starts singing and dancing, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Like if I just walk outside, I'm like, instead of walking to my car, I like cartwheel and it's a whole team of people behind me chorusing along with me. That's a musical.
That's very much how I would discriminate between the two, yeah. One of the things that's really interesting about it is just how good it sounds when the live sequences are happening. So there's just like a kind of like mix that the audio has where, you know, it's a little bit raw. It kind of like it's not the sound of people in a booth performing,
yeah,
right?
You're hearing so the main instrument that you're watching, though.
You're kind of maybe, you're sort of maybe hearing it through the monitors, maybe? Like, it's, anyway, it's there's a good immediate vibe to it. I got goosebumps a few times during the film. It isn't perfect. It is schmaltzy as all hell, but bloody enjoyed it. You can't always be a cynic, eh?
I don't know.
Just most of the time.
Nice one. Well, Steve, is there anything that we might be looking forward to speaking about next week?
Well, that's a very good question. And, ooh, there's a goodie coming, actually. I'll have seen Suspiria next week.
Oh, that's weird.
Which is another... I will have seen Suspiria.
Oh, right. I thought the movie was called I'll Have Seen Suspiria. I was like, that sounds pretty good.
Is Bad Times at the El Royale out yet?
Yes, haven't caught that. I haven't caught that.
Okay.
I hear it's a little long and might outstay its welcome. According to the fine folks at Flix. Next week we'll have a chat about Suspiria.
Sounds good.
Choice.
Sweet, mate.
Real auteurs use Star Wipes.
That was Flix and That on 95BFM.